Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 940 here on WPHM on this Wednesday morning. What is swagger? You know, swagger may not be what you think it is. Our next guest has written a book all about it because she's seen it firsthand and really helped people to tap in to their swagger. And by people, I mean like Fortune 100 CEOs and management teams. Joining us right now, the author of Swagger, Unleash Everything You Are and Become Everything You Want, Leslie M. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. This is a book where it feels like you left, to use a sports metaphor, everything out there on the field. This is everything that you do, everything you've done, and everything that people need to be able to tap into their inner swagger, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. I mean, short of cloning myself, this was the best thing that I could do, was to try and get it all out into a book that could really, really hold people's hand to the process of unleashing everything that they are.
So, I mean, you're a speaker, an author, a swagger coach. You've worked with, as I said, Fortune 100 CEOs. I mean, the big level CEOs. First of all, how does one get into that line of work? And two, what was the universal truth that you noticed among all these people?
I think the way that you get into this line of work is by having a passion and having a vision. I actually was a TV host and an advertising creative director, and I found that when I was working in the corporate world, that despite having that C-level, title and the responsibility of taking care of my people's well-being, not just the work that we were producing, but their mental health, their productivity, their ability to collaborate, all that stuff, I found that I couldn't do it effectively from within the company. There was too many politics. There was too much going on. My workload was too massive. And I came home to my husband one day and I said, I feel like I'm using my superpowers for evil instead of good. Hmm. And I'm going to quit my job and start a training company. And he said, what, are you nuts? Leslie, you hate training. I said, right, exactly. If I can create training experiences for people like me who hate training, I'll probably be on to something. That was 13 years ago, and it's worked out pretty well for me. I'm just driven by this passion to unleash human potential. That is everything to me, and so I follow that, and I learned, an incredible amount along the way. And one of the things that I recognized as I was working with all of these amazing companies is that it didn't matter the country, the culture, the level of people, the organization. At the core of them, people did not believe that they could reveal who they really were and still find the success that they were dreaming of. They just didn't feel like they were good enough. And the title didn't seem to make a difference, or their accomplishments didn't seem to make a difference. All of them felt like they were still trying to fake it till you make it.
Wow.
And that was my big aha. And I went, okay, I got to focus all of my work now on this, because you can layer all the skills training on top of that you want, but you're not really going to help people to truly be more powerful and be better. And that's how the whole swagger journey came about.
So what you're doing is you're taking false swagger and turning it into real swagger, aren't you?
Yes, my brother, you have got it exactly. Because that old swagger is that external, fronty, show-offy, arrogant, fake it till you make it kind of thing. And it's really covering and hiding what is the truly magical and powerful stuff about us. So I've redefined the word. And my definition is that swagger is the ability to manifest who you really are and hold on to it in the face of all of that psychological crap that's going to come for it, regardless of the situation or environment. So it means you've got one face, one truth, one heart, and you show up with it no matter where you are, no matter how challenging the situation, and no matter what duress you're under. That is the beauty of swagger.
That sounds incredibly liberating.
Oh, listen, dude, we all want to be seen and loved and accepted in this world. And the irony is that all the best stuff of us is what we keep hidden. And we put out this false front hoping that we're going to be loved and accepted. And yet, if we are, we're not really being loved and accepted for the authentic us. So we'll never know for sure if we're good enough. So why not just drop the front, show people the messy, imperfect, beautifully badass, you know, that the real stuff of you, because none of us are perfect in this life. And if we show it to people and they love it and accept it, they are our people. And if they don't, to heck with them, they are not our people. We cannot be for everyone in this world, because that makes us super duper vanilla, and nobody has time for that.
This book is full of stories of people that you've encountered and worked on with their swagger. Can you share maybe a favorite story from your years of doing this?
Oh, God, there's so many of them. I think my favorite story, which I'll have to condense down, you know, very, very briefly, is I start the book off with it. And it's the story of how I was training presentation skills in a financial services organization. So I had bankers in the room. And one of the challenges that I give them is to get up in front of the room one by one and pull a little talking strip out of the hat and then do a little, you know, tell a little story to the room. And this one gentleman pulled his little strip and out he comes to the front of the room, and within 2 seconds he's like this good sound Charlie. He's got the fingers like pistols, you know, and he's strutting around and doing his stuff. And I was watching him and just like in abject horror, because my superpower is the ability to see past people's front to who they really
right.
are.
You yeah.
know? And I was like, dude, what the heck is all this? What is this bullcrap? What are you doing? You know, he was like, what do you mean? I said, okay. When I look at you, here is what I see. I see the guy who owns the cottage next to me. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go out to go fishing, because I actually do a lot of occasion to go fishing. And I realize that my boat won't start. So I know that I can go over to your place, knock on the door. You're going to come out in your boxers and your T-shirt. You're going to come and help me start my boat. You might drink a beer at 5 a.m., and you might even come fishing with me. That's who I see. So I don't know what all of this finger pistol-y pointy thing is going on, all the strutting. I say to him, I want you to drop the front, and I want you to talk to me about something that's important to you. So he's like, his eyes were saucers, you know?
Wow.
And so he takes this big breath, and I said, okay, go. Didn't give him a second to think. And he takes a big breath and he goes, my mother. And then this huge sob
wow.
comes out of his mouth. And tears start to stream down his face. He turns his back. He's got his hands over his face. And I'm like, Tony, keep going. He turns back around again and starts to tell this gorgeous story about his little Italian mother who had emigrated to Canada, and who had raised he and his brothers to be the men they are today, and how fundamental she was in developing his, you know, his sense of self and his humanity. And as he's telling the story, he's like, tears are streaming down his face. People are getting up to hug him and stuff. And then he reveals that his mother had recently passed away.
Oh my goodness.
And since losing her, he had really lost his sense of self, about who he was, because it was so tied to who she had made him. And he finishes his story, and he gets this standing ovation from everybody. I run and throw my arms around him because his tears are running down my face. And he has his head in my neck, and he whispers to me, I don't know what happened. And I said to him, Tony, I do. You just found your swagger. And his life changed that day, you know,
wow.
and not in the ways that people might be going, oh, my God, poor Tony, what happened? It didn't change for the worse. It changed for the better, because people could see who he was and they loved him for it. So Tony had greater connection. People felt more empathetic towards him. They saw him for the real Tony, and it really did change his life.
You do have superpowers, Leslie.
Oh, dude, you do not even know the half. I'm so in my place of purpose. I'm so passionately in love with people. And the fact that anybody could walk around feeling like they're not good enough breaks my heart. And it's all I want to do with all of my time. If I have to do it one human at a time, I am there for it. Whatever it's going to take, that is my purpose in this world.
Well, God bless you for that. Swagger, Unleash Everything You Are and Become Everything You Want by Leslie M, E-H-M, Leslie M. Do you have like a website or social media somewhere where we can connect with you?
Oh, you sure can. Please do come connect with me. You can come to play with me on Instagram because I'm kind of nutsy and I have a lot of fun. I'm at Leslie M Speaks. You can check out more about the book. It's swaggerthebook.com. And find out more about the work that I do at lesliem.com.
Good stuff. Leslie, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. It was a pleasure.
Likewise. Bye-bye.